When I started my business, I didn't believe it 100%. I didn't know, can I really make it successful?
Yeah.
People like us don't get there. Like,
yeah.
Gotta be able to say like, hey, if there is a person who did what I want to accomplish, I'm not that different than them. I can do it too.
Maggie Paratin is a leadership expert,
a business strategist,
and the founder of Stairway to Leadership.
She uses her proprietary Dream Plan Do coaching model and top CEO formula to turn business owners into high-performing leaders.
A lot of people listening, they have big goals and dreams, but maybe they're not there yet or they keep failing. What would you say to someone on how do they get better success with their goals?
So three things. One.
It spans the globe like a super high. It's called internet.
Elvis Presley.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
It's not over until I win.
The Living Your Legacy Podcast. For those who live to leave a legacy.
That's extraordinary.
The impossible.
Oh, that is sensational.
Jordan. Open.
Chicago with the lead.
Usain Bolt is the fastest man on the planet.
You can live your dream.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Legacy Makers Podcast. Today, Maggie's joining me and we're going to dive into her life, her legacy, her dream plan do method that's helping thousands of people. Maggie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rudy. Thank you for having me.
It's great for you to be here. And if someone doesn't know who you are, maybe, do you mind just giving them a minute about yourself?
Sure. My name is Maggie Paratin. I'm a business and leadership coach. I live in Toronto, Canada. Business name, Stairway to Leadership. And most of the time, who I work with is business owners, small business owners, and I help them grow, scale their businesses, and leave their legacy.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by this like dream plan do system. So let's maybe start there. You know, if people are listening and going, what's this dream plan do? I love the name. Can you kind of break it down for the audience?
Yeah, thank you. Dream plan do, it's a simple way to really set and achieve goals. And it came from really how I operate and how I in my life set an achieved goal. I'm definitely an achiever, my first strength. So when I started my business and I wanted to help people grow and achieve what their dreams are, I thought about, okay, how do I do it? And I pulled it out of my brain and it came down to really setting big goals, having a dream and believing you can do it.
Sure.
And then planning to actually, okay, how am I going to do it? And what do I need to do to get there? And then taking action and doing it, learning from it. And the big thing for me is also, I'm always like, how can I make it simple and the easiest possible for me to achieve the goals? Because, you know, it can be a hard journey anyways. And big part of it is setting good habits. And how can I systemize and automate and through habits or in business through systems to make things repeatable, good quality, good, you know, excellent and easy at the same time.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I was just, you know, we're start of the year at the time filming this and I was just doing a training on achieving goals. And I came from 10 years in the health and wellness space. And I said, you know, you learn there like, the easier you can make your like goal, right? Like in nutrition, the easier you can make your diet, the easier you can make your workout,
right?
The more chance of success. And I mean, a lot of us, we, especially entrepreneurs or people in this industry, you know, New Year comes around, you set these big audacious goals, but they're never achievable. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to go from zero to working out 10 times a week or whatever, right? Or I'm going to go from quit my job and have $1 million business next week. And it's so, you know, after I've coached thousands of people in health and wellness and business, and it's so important to try and keep it simple just from the adherence standpoint.
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you see as the common thing, in a lot of people listening, they have big goals and dreams, but maybe they're not there yet or they keep failing. What would you say to someone on how do they get better success with their goals?
So three things. One, keep it as simple as possible, right? Don't try to climb Mount Everest in an hour. That's not going to happen. You need to break down whatever you're doing into the simplest steps that when you think about, oh, can I do it? Even if you're a bit scared, you're like, well, I'm scared, but I can't.
Yeah.
It's not as overwhelming, right?
Yep.
So that's one. two, keep focused. Mm-hmm. Don't get distracted. And especially, I think, in entrepreneurship, yes, once you start a business, there's so many opportunities out there and everybody's telling you, yeah, make $1 million in a week. What on this? Buy this, buy this. And it's so easy to get distracted. That's why I always say, when you have a plan that is really aligned with your goal and vision, you can get back to it.
Yeah.
Say, is this opportunity fits with that plan? Does it help me or not?
Yeah.
Like, for example, me, Legacy Makers, right? One of my goals was I want to grow my brand because, yep, I want to reach more people. And Legacy Makers opportunity came up. Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
Did I plan for it 3 months ago? No.
Yeah.
But it was the right opportunity.
Yeah.
But then there's something else that was saying, no.
Yeah.
So don't get distracted. And three, you know, you have to keep going and you have to understand that challenges are just part of the journey. But if you learn the skill sets that you need and you get better and better and better, you'll overcome any challenge.
Yeah, I love that. And then just one more thing on that. I want to come back to the dream part, because, mm-hmm, you know, we talked a little about the tactical part, yeah, but I also think a large percent of the population are held back because they don't have the belief in themselves, yeah, right? And, yeah, they don't believe. Yeah. And I always teach, you can't ever achieve anything if you don't believe in, yeah, it first.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that for a little.
Okay. So I think that all you need is to believe that you're capable to figure out and learn what you need to achieve it.
Yeah.
You don't even need to believe that, oh, I can 100% do it. When I started my business, I didn't believe it, sure, 100%. I didn't know, can I really make it successful?
Yeah.
But what I believed in, I can figure it out. I can learn whatever skills that I need. And through that, most likely, I'll be successful.
Yeah. And I think that's I came from a sport background, so I love the 4-minute mile analogy, which is where, if you don't know, you know, this whole thing that no one could run 4 minutes. And then as soon as someone ran 4 minutes, like 200 people did it in the next couple of years, right, or a few years. Yeah. And then, you know, it took hundreds of years to crack.
Yeah.
And in sport as well, like Muhammad Ali, I think it's a great example, because he said he was the greatest when he just started boxing.
Right.
And it's like, you know, you have to have that belief level. Yeah. And I say most, you know, I consider this myself. And in my episode, I talk about this, that entrepreneurs, you have to have a bit of delusion. You have to be, yeah, a little delusional. Yeah. And you see that with like Elon Musk, right? Or Richard Branson, or Jet. Oh, I'm going to live on Mars and create, you know, you got to have some level of delusion.
You do.
To have those big goals.
Yeah. And I see that sometimes people hold themselves back.
Mm-hmm.
And either because they don't believe they could get there, or they don't believe in even like, oh, is this for me? Like, am I, you know, I'm this little person,
sure,
in a small town. I think we're both,
yeah,
in a,
yeah,
small,
yeah,
town, right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
People like us don't get there. Like,
yeah,
you gotta be able to say, like, hey, if there is a person who did what I want to accomplish, I'm not that different than, yeah, them. I can do it too.
And I think, yeah, the hard part, like you said, is if you're in that small town setting or that peer group that aren't all super successful and famous, mm-hmm, it's actually way harder for you than for me, right? Because like now I'm in this environment with big celebrities and billionaires. So if I have a crazy goal of doing blah, 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 all my friends say, oh, that sounds great, I might join you.
Yeah.
But when you're from a normal little environment, you say these big old people think you're crazy. They, yeah, say, no, you're not going to, yeah, do that. That's silly. Yeah. Don't be stupid, right?
Yeah.
So it's actually harder in the early days, because, yeah, you're like going against the headwind, right?
Yeah.
But once you get really successful in the right environment, you have more confidence because you've started to, yeah, achieve it many times,
yeah,
and you have a better support network. Yeah. So it's like now you're moving with the wind behind you versus, yeah, in the headwinds. How would someone get through those early steps if they're in that environment now, that small town? How can they work through it?
You need to really have a strong why. Like, why do I want to do it?
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes people set goals because they think they should, or because, okay, my neighborhood and so on.
Or is January the 1st.
January the 1st, whatever, right? Yeah. But you want it for you.
Yeah.
You want it for you,
yeah,
and have a strong why, because then that, yes, will pull you and you will be able to go through, even if you have naysayers,
yeah,
like, no, because I know why I want to do it. Like,
yeah,
when I was quitting my corporate job, I had a cushy job, you know, career, six figures,
yeah,
and benefits, all those things. Yeah. And I was on a trajectory to continue. Nobody was, you know, letting me go or anything,
sure,
like that. So when I decided to leave, my husband is super supportive. I have a great supportive husband, but everybody else around
me, crazy.
Even my dad, like my parents are in Europe, but my dad called and he's been an entrepreneur all his life.
Okay, yeah, can imagine? Funny, like,
Are you sure you're making the right?
Well, he also knows how hard it is too, right?
Exactly. So he understands how hard it is. Yeah, he's done well for himself.
Yeah,
so he knows the hard, but he also knows the reward. And yet still, he was like, well, you're my daughter.
Well, I always teach a lot of people when they, sometimes when they're like, they're not supporting you, it's actually in their mind out of love because it, like your dad wants to protect you. That's his job, right? Yeah. So it's like, sometimes you have to realize they're not like being horrible. They just, because they don't get it maybe. And they, you know, they want to maybe protect you. So I find that interesting. So let's switch gears a little. We've talked a lot about people achieving their goals, building their dream life. But what about you? What's your story, right? Because it hasn't always been, you know, full of dreams. How did you get here?
That's a big story. That's my legacy mission.
Of course. Yeah. But give us a teasers a little.
But teasers. I come from Poland.
Yeah.
Small town. I was born and raised under communist regime. So not much freedom, out there. But as communist regime collapsed, I finished university, and at that time, Poland was going through a lot of reforms, 20% unemployment, really hard on the society. I had a job in sales, but it was like $300 a month. And my big dreams, doesn't match money to the dreams. So I found through a friend an immigration program from Canada, and I speak French and English. It helps. So I applied. We immigrated with my first husband at the time.
Yeah.
Found a job in corporate. Great career there.
Yes.
Burned out.
Yeah.
Got really angry because of it and decided to start a business. There we go.
Right. And what's the next step, right? So you transitioned out of corporate, building this business. What's the long-term goal?
Long-term goal is really to make as big of an impact through this business as possible. The business idea really came. I was about 40 at a time. So it's like a midlife women crisis. Saying, okay, well, if I'm going to start this thing, I really want it to be something I'm passionate about, something where I can make a big impact. So that's what I want to do. I want to grow and scale it to help as many people as possible.
Yeah, love that. And you know, when we talk more now about legacy, right? Like, obviously helping people's part of that, but what does a legacy really mean to you?
To me, it means leaving this world better than you found it through the skill set and experience that you've been gifted and acquired.
Yeah. And I think that's the great thing about, you know, everyone that we interview and that's part of this is they all have this desire to help, right? They've all gone through adversity of some form, learned something, mastered it, and now help other people with it, right? So what would you say is maybe your biggest, the adversity side, your biggest failure or thing you had to work through?
One of the biggest, there was a few, but I think one of the most challenging ones to overcome was actually my divorce. It's because it was my idea. You know, I had a good husband. He's a good man. It wasn't like, you know, there was abuse or anything. And as women, we're sometimes conditioned, like, what do you mean? You have this good person, you're going to leave it. Like, and even breaking somebody's heart, it's not fun. So making that decision in a country where I don't have support and my social network and friends network at that time was connected to his family and his friends. So with that decision, losing that pretty
much. It's starting all over again.
And having family across the ocean supported, but not there was pretty hard. A lot of shame, a lot of guilt.
Yeah.
You know, I had an amazing boss. I was calling her Canadian mom always, but she was my boss. She was only so much, you got to show up and do the work. So it was the toughest year of my life, but it was the right decision. I always say now I have an amazing love of my life and kids and, you know, really.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes as entrepreneurs in business and personal, you have to make the hard decision.
Yeah.
And a lot of people in life, probably in your position, they choose to be comfortable, right? And they would stay in something that's average because it's too hard to move out of it. But on the other side of hard is great, you know, so that you have to move through it. And it's also even harder, I was saying this yesterday, when you have like an average employee, it's very easy to fire a terrible one.
Yes.
And it's easy to love an amazing one. But when they're in the middle, it's the hardest part,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which is interesting. So, you know, and what about, you know, talking about legacy, we talked about what it means to you, but let's fast forward 100 years. What do you want to be remembered for?
I want to be remembered for helping people realize that they're leaders.
Okay.
Leading their life and businesses like leaders.
Okay.
Because I really believe everybody's a leader, and most people don't see themselves like, because they think a leader and they're like, oh, I have to be a politician or this big
CEO.
Or have a big business and team. And I'm like, no, it starts with you.
Yeah.
It starts with your life and you. And we almost like, by default, sometimes we give away our freedom to choose and be intentional and fall into like bad habits and things. And they're just like almost unintentionally living our life. But when you lead it with intention, that's how you create life and achieve goals. So I want to be remembered.
I think the leading is great because it's really personal development, right? Once you learn to lead yourself, then you can lead a family and a child, maybe,
right.
And then then your first employee or
that's
BA,
right.
And then more.
That's
you know,
right.
it really starts with you. So love that. And last couple of questions. Someone's watching, right? They're inspired by either your episode or this podcast or a piece of this on social media. One tip for them to get out there and go achieve their goals. What would it be?
Get clear on what it is and start.
Yep.
To the first action, no matter how scared you are, no matter how hard you will think you'll be, just break it down to the action where you're like, you know what? I can do it. Anybody can go and register a business. In Canada, it's like 5 minutes, $60 to have a business.
Yeah.
You can do that and then take the next step and the next step.
Love it. And last question, people may be watching this before they watch your full episode. What's a few things they're going to get out of the episode and learn and take away?
So you would definitely dive deeper into my personal story, Dream Plan Do Model, and more tips on how to achieve goals, plans for them, but also how to manage your time and energy as you go through it. It's just, you know, can be challenging.
Great. Love it. There you go, guys. That's a wrap. Another episode in the books. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you very soon. Go check out the full episode on Legacy Makers TV. Take care.
Thank you.